Praises Lounge. Praises and Radio Psona.
For me, it was interesting. What was interesting for me? First of all, it is very interesting that you popped up here, you know, and you are from Slovenia, right. Ljubljana, yeah. And we have our partners also from Slovenia, Ljubljana, yes. Guys doing Motor Festival, right. And guys doing Radio Zona, radio. Right. And how does it come you know them? Tell something about the scene in Ljubljana. Oops.
Be careful. The scene in Ljubljana is nice, it's nice. I mean, it used to be very developed in the 80s and 90s, let's say. And then we got used to the fact that there's a lot going on. Which maybe it was not true. Maybe it was just an image, just an appearance, just a feeling that we had, because it is a very small town.
That's true.
And then when many things are happening in a very small town, you get an impression that there's a lot happening, which is nice. And of course, advantage of that situation, and we are still taking advantage of that. But of course, Radio Zona is one of the most important art radios, not only nationwide, but also elsewhere, because they also, beside the FM streaming, they do also the internet streams. So now when I'm in Hamburg, because I live there, I was listening to the program all the time. They don't have a program all the time,
yeah.
But they have it from time to time when they have it like a project. So this is something that I would like to have more, because we don't have this kind of things a lot. Of course, there are other art radios elsewhere, here in Berlin as well. But this kind of also art radio with local references is extremely important. They do program in English, in Italian, in other languages, so whatever they get, you know. They do interviews with artists. They do sound research, and they broadcast all this stuff. Things that you cannot hear otherwise, or very hard to find, right? So this is very important. And the Motor Museum as well, of course. Britzel is one of the, you know, he's the engine of also he's doing a lot of with younger generation, which is extremely important, because younger generation is included into the... Should I hold it? I hold it, I wait. Now I'm on speakers. It says there that you can pay as much as you want for the cake.
You pay as you feel.
As you feel, yeah.
With kisses, with
exactly.
Kisses,
ah, okay.
I'm not so sure. It possibly we need to use both microphones.
I don't know.
To
have it stereo, you mean?
Maybe this one is for here and this one.
A stereo version, no. Maybe they want a stereo.
This is for the speakers.
The stereo is better?
Great.
Right, left, right, left. No?
Okay. Right, left. I don't know. Shall we use one microphone or how does it work actually? It's okay, right? Okay, so we use both microphones and I don't know, I keep another microphone, so we have stereo voice
it, yeah.
Of yours.
But otherwise, yeah. I'm not really familiar with stereo. I'm a mono person. I'm a mono person, and mono is good enough for me.
Yeah, radio
mono
actually...
Mono person is, I don't even hear left and right, and I mean, you know, yeah.
Yeah, actually radio is supposed to be mono in most cases, no?
Exactly. Mono is good enough for us. I don't know why they invented stereo for some commercial and pop things. That's why they invented stereo. And quadro, you remember when there was quadro? I don't know, some decades ago you had like four speakers.
Yeah, right. There was actually a performance 2 years ago, I think Transmediale, when okay. It had... extremely huge sound speakers
okay.
Located in all the corners, and it was so loud. people were supposed to put into the ears the plugs, you know, in order to be able to listen.
Okay. I don't remember that one, but that doesn't mean anything because I forget so many things that even if I saw it, I forget things. So, but I believe you.
Okay, anyway, let's switch back to the history. You told like Ljubljana 10 years ago. Let's remember old times, right? It was so popular to have new interactive media coming in, sort of internet-based. And I remember what we got on the mailing list, like NetTime, 7-Eleven, Syndicate. Was everything coming from Ljubljana, like Luka Frelich or Vuk Čosić, you know? Tell me something about that time.
Yeah, sure. But maybe again, you know, as I said before, maybe it is your impression that everything was coming from Ljubljana because there, you know, like you don't expect a lot of things coming from such a small place. Well, otherwise, of course, yeah, here we have the guy that we are just talking about Ljudmila and Vuk and Luka. It was a very important scene from which we learned a lot. And without these guys starting at Ljudmila, we would not probably do the same things that we were doing at that time and that we are doing now, you know. Yeah. It was really important because it was a concentration of knowledge, you know, computer guys, artists, programmers, curators or whatever, all the people together, and it was kind of an unorganized mass of people doing different things, and some very important results came out, of course, which are still important today. I mean, but in general, the thing is over now, you know. So Ljudmila is doing different things now, of course, because we live in different times. So that's why it has to be preserved as an archive, as a good memory in a positive way. But of course, we have to go on and think of the future and the presence.
Right, and okay, I think there are also other people waiting for a free channel, but what I still wanted to ask you, how is it living, like being a net artist living right now? I know you started to mix internet things and real robotics and interactive things, Internetica Balletica, for example, right? It is definitely very interesting, and I saw the video recorded about robots sort of diving into the water, actually, and I made a link to this Transmediale, actually, artificial life and, you know, artificial intelligence. Tell me a few words, and I will be really very, very thankful for you hosting you here in our Traces TN Radio Lounge.
As you said, mixing internet with robotics and guerrilla tactics, that's basically what I do today, and this is for me, it's really important because I think that art as art cannot exist anymore in this close environment. It has to break out, and that's what I'm trying to do. So basically, but of course the net art experience is and was and still is very important, of course, because we learned how to deal with the media, and the media is of course still our tool, and that's why we have to stick to that. This is important. What was the second part of what you said?
Tell me about something. What do you do in Hamburg, for example?
No, in Hamburg I do same thing. So I just do art projects. But it doesn't matter where I am, because the only thing I need is the internet access and some kind of a studio and my robots, and then I'm satisfied.
So you started to do basically robots right now and to see how they pretend being living objects, right?
Yes, yes, we are researching robots in different ways.
trying to find their limits, trying to connect robots with notions of, I don't know, suicide, emotions. We are trying to implement emotions or to program different emotions. Actually, we don't work with robots as robots, but as with living beings.
Yeah, this is very, very nice thing, because you start to touch not artificial life, but not artificial intelligence, but artificial life.
Exactly. I want to learn about their intentions, about their emotions, or because I believe that emotions are not strictly reserved for people, for human beings, but also for objects, for medical equipment, for satellite technology, for other things we are using. So emotions are a universal thing, and robots are just a representation of that. So no one has exclusive right to emotions.
Yeah, right. And maybe the last, I have more and more questions, you know. As soon as we dive deeper into the topic, I have more and more questions. For example, I work with objects and subjects. For me, it is a very important topic to link objects and subjects, and to make the communication between objects and subjects happen. And the question for you is, how far did you think or still think about being able to communicate with robots or robot to robot?
Yes, recently we did also some researches in robot to robot communication, which is an important question as well, because I think that basically we would have to get out of their context. We would have to leave the robots to communicate within their society, because we are, it's not necessary that we are there. Of course, now maybe in the initial phase, you know, the human beings are important because they have to build the robots and they have to program them, or just initially, they have to start something. But after that, I think it's more interesting if the robots are robots or other objects, or you know, are communicating within their own environment, within their own society, let's say society. That's how I always also believe that you know, the data processing art is extremely important, because it is done for machines, not for humans. I strongly believe that that machines can also participate as spectators, as recipients, as receivers, as the audience. So I do believe, and that's where I'm trying to go, that machines have to create art for other machines, and this is what I would like to see or feel or achieve or whatever, you know. Maybe as an active participant, maybe just as a initiator, and then it goes on and on and on. So I think that there, you have one example of that already, like the code, binary code. The binary code is a wonderful thing, because you cannot learn it, basically. You can learn, of course, different characters and different sets, but you cannot read the text in a binary code, in 0111000110. It's hard. It's really hard. So, but the machine can do it. So this is a poetry that is written actually for the machine, and that's where I would like to go deeper, you know.
Okay, really interesting. Okay, you get into the code, and how do you imagine robot to robot speaking? Let's say we have this binary code. We don't need this ASCII sounds, right?
Yeah.
Binary code, robot to robot, please.
Yeah, but then this is the moment where I get out of the story, you know, because I don't understand it. I do not understand their own world, and I have to escape. I have to get out. And their communication is also not meant to be, and to, it's not for me. It's for them, and for their brothers and sisters. For, you know, it's not for me. We can go home and watch Picasso.
Right.
Do the rest, you know. They are the future.
Have you seen Blade Runner from Ridley Scott, actually? Do you remember this scene, the love scene, when a robot falls in love?
Oh, yeah. Of course, Blade Runner is a great reference, and it always was. And maybe we don't even understand all the references inside, but that's the direction.
Yeah, but what I felt sad seeing with Blade Runner is that the communication starts among people and robots, not robot to robot, as we said at the beginning, but people to robots. And at the end, we mix up. Although for me, it would be also much more interesting to get to see how robots themselves are working.
Well, I'm a bit romantic about that, you know. I'm also positive. I think that the future is, I mean, despite the situation we are in, the future of the communication is positive, is bright, is happy. Just it has to exclude human beings, and then everything is going to be okay. We are a mistake. We are an error inside this system. Once the machines will be able to function without us, everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so too, and that's why we do all those traces networks, actually, for making things happen within internet, you know, without us, if it is possible. Thank you very much, and I hope we will see once again when you are
exactly.
around.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Go for cake and go for tea. Thank you, Igor, so much. It was so cool talking to about whatever
Thank you, and
artificial
you.
Life.
Perfect.
Okay.
Have fun.
Praise's Lounge. Praise's and Radio Tsona.
From Tuesday 1st to Sunday 6th, February 2011.
Praises and Radio Tsona. Traces Lounge.